Police seek Mexican male in shooting that killed five in Texas. By A.W.R. Hawkins on April 29, 2023. Law enforcement officials are seeking a Mexican male in connection with a shooting that left five people dead in Cleveland, Texas, Friday night, Fox News reports. The San Jacinto Sheriff's Office received a harassment call and responding deputies found four victims shot to death and an 8-year-old boy critically wounded. The boy was transported to a hospital, where he died. All of the victims are believed to be from Honduras, according to San Jacinto County Sheriff Greg Capers. Capers said his office received the harassment call at 11:31 p.m. Capers said law enforcement is actively searching for the Mexican male subject believed to be the shooter and have a copy of his consulate card. He said the Mexican man has been known to shoot his .223 in the front yard, which is evident from the shell casings in the front yard. Capers believes the suspect has fled the area. Update. ABC News reports that San Jacinto County Sheriff Greg Capers believes the homicides occurred after the suspect became enraged over being asked to quit shooting a gun in his front yard. Capers said, "My understanding is that the victims, they came over to the fence and said, 'Hey, could you not do your shooting out in the yard? We have a young baby that's trying to go to sleep. And he had been drinking and he says I'll do what I want to in my front yard.'" He also noted that two of the five shooting victims were lying on top of children who survived the attack. Capers said, "In my opinion, they were actually trying to take care of the babies and keep the babies alive." The suspect has been identified as 39-year-old Francisco Oro Pesa, a Mexican national. The Associated Press reports. Capers said there were 10 people in the house, some of whom has just moved there earlier in the week, but that no one else was injured. He said two of the victims, all believed to be from Honduras, were found laying over two children in a bedroom. Two other victims, a male and female, were found by the front door and the slain child was in the front room. Capers said three other blood-covered children were found in the home and taken to a hospital, where they were determined to be uninjured. Three of the victims were women and one was a man. Their names were not released. Capers said the victims were between the ages of 8 and about 40 years old. Capers said his deputies had been to Oro Pesa's home at least once before and spoken with him about shooting his gun in the yard. It was not immediately clear whether any action was taken at the time. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. A.W.R. Hawkins holds a Ph.D. in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brown Water Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, at @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at @her_Hawkins @Breitbart.com.